العارف والشيخ شرف الدين البوصيري رحمه الله تعالى ورضي عنه ونفعنا به وبكم آمين. ما سامني الدهر ضيما واستجرت به إلا ونلت جوارا منه لم يضمي، ولا التمست غنى الدارين من يده إلا استلمت الندى من خير مستلم. If ever the people of my time intended to mistreat me, I simply took refuge in his harbor and no harm came. By seeking the wealth of this world and the next from his hand, I received my lot straight from the generous donor. ما سامني الدهر سامه يسومه. Line 81. ما سامني الدهر سام يسوم is ما سامني ما أنزل بي العذاب، ما أولاني العذاب أو الضيم أو to inflict difficulties, harm on me. أكثر ما يستعمل في العذاب والشر في القرآن الكريم. وإذ نجيناكم من آل فرعون يسومونكم سوء العذاب، ينزلون بكم أشد العذاب، يسومونكم. سامه يسومه. We have this used in سام السلعة to bargain and السوم. سام يسومه also سوماً سام السلعة to ask for the price and negotiate the price. سام السلعة يسومها والسوم. One of the legal rulings when someone is negotiating the price of some good, we shouldn't ask for the price or start to negotiate. ولا يسوم أحدكم على سوم أخيه. ما سامني الدهر. الدهر is time from beginning to end, all of it. Commonly speaking, poets complain about time. They mean the difficulties of time. This is very common. We have a hadith, a sound hadith. لا تسبوا الدهر فإن الله هو الدهر. Don't curse الدهر, time. Allah is الدهر. It means Allah is the creator of الدهر. This is the position of the believers, that if you have to go through difficulties, you have to look at the difficulties in a positive way. They are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, divine gifts. This is a Sufi aspect. Any calamities visiting a believer are none other than divine gifts through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expiates your sins, purifies your heart, elevates your rank on the day of judgment, gets you the rewards of actions you've never done to pile up your hasanat on the day of judgment. So ما سامني الدهر, it means I have never been visited by calamities. ضيم, here ظلم, oppression. الضيم, oppression. واستجرت به استجارة, to ask to be the neighbor of. Jar is neighbor. Jar is neighbor. Noun. Istajara, to ask to be a neighbor of. We have jara yajuru. Jara yajuru from mala yamilu, to be unjust, to impart injustice. Jara yajuru. We have jara yajiru. ومنه أجار يجير. أجار يجير is to be to accept the neighborhood of someone, to give shelter, to give shelter and protection to someone. Noble people who had power and authority before Islam in their tribes sometimes protected oppressed people. If someone killed someone and run away, then he would look for someone to protect him, a tribe. He would go to another tribe. The leader of the tribe or a nobleman in that tribe would say, you are my neighbor. أنت جار لي. You are my neighbor. It means no one is going to touch you. If any tribe attacks you, if anyone wants to oppress you, then I will defend you, and the whole tribe will be behind that noble man. You understand in the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Mecca that Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and himself wanted to flee from Mecca, and he went out of Mecca because of the oppression of Quraysh. Then one of the people of Quraysh, I forgot his name now, one of the people of Quraysh saw him leaving Mecca. قال مثلك لا يخرج ولا يخرج. A person like you shouldn't get out, shouldn't be driven out of the city. Come back and you are my neighbor. On the condition that he doesn't do what he was doing. The reason was because he was reciting Al-Quran al-Kareem in his backyard aloud. The people of Mecca, women, children, slaves, used to come and visit him, listen to his recitation, be fascinated by the recitation, his beautiful voice and his weeping when reciting Al-Quran al-Kareem. So he did that, but after a while he again, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, started praying and reciting aloud in his backyard, and women, children, slaves started coming to listen to him. Quraysh complained to that man who offered him protection. That man who offered him protection declared this in front of Al-Kaaba, in front of the gatherings of Quraysh, so that no one should touch Abu Bakr. So he told him that, well, now you are my neighbor, and Quraysh doesn't like what you're doing. Either Quraysh is going to attack you and I will be embarrassed if I don't defend you, or if you're not going to abide by what Quraysh wants, return to me my neighborhood. رُدَّ إِلَيَّ جِوَارِي. Declare that I'm not your neighbor any longer. You're on your own. You're responsible for your actions. So Abu Bakr as-Siddiq returned to him his protection, his declaration, and preferred to be there under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So مَا سَامَنِ الدَّهْرُ ضَيْمًا. I have never been oppressed. وَاسْتَجَرْتُ بِهِ. And sought refuge with him, with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sought refuge. Istajara, to ask for protection, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are his neighbor. You are his neighbor. He is the one who shelters you, who protects you. He is the one who defends you against all oppression. Illa, but, إثبات. ما سامني إلا. نفي and إثبات. Negation and confirmation. Affirmation. ونلت جوارا. جوارا neighborhood. منه لم يضمي. I have received protection from him that was never لم يضمي, that was never, I was never oppressed. He's saying neighborhood that, no, that was never oppressed. It means I was his neighbor and I was never oppressed. وللتمست غنى الدارين من يده إلا استلمت الندى من خير مستلم. التمس يلتمس to request. التماس is request, one of the categories of commands. We have أمر, which is from someone high to someone lower, like a father to a son, a teacher to a student, command. You have request between equal, people who are equal, iltimas. You have dua from someone who is lower to someone who is higher. Dua, this is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dua. So iltimas also could be used for people who are of higher rank, iltimas. Dua is only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iltimas is from people who are lower to people who are higher. التمس يلتمس التماسا. The root is لمس, to touch. غنى الدارين, the wealth of the two worlds. دار دارين. غنى غنية, يغنى غنى. غنى is مصدر. غنية to become wealthy. غنية يغنى غنى. Also غنى means self-sufficiency, independence, doing without need. يا أيها الناس أنتم الفقراء إلى الله والله هو الغني. هو الغني الحميد. الغني who doesn't need anyone. Opposite of فقير. فقير is someone who is dependent on others. This is the original meaning. فقير, someone who is in need of. Legally speaking, فقير is someone who doesn't have نصاب. This is legally speaking. But especially from a Sufi aspect, فقير is someone who is dependent on, regardless of the wealth he has. If you're dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if you have millions, this is what you should be. You should be dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are فقير to Allah, in need of Allah, even if you have millions. This is the Sufi understanding of our position. The moment you feel that you're independent, you're ghani, even if you have nothing, you have your meal for tonight, and you feel that with this meal you're wealthy, you don't need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you're destroyed. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. You are all in need of Allah, وَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. مِنْ يَدِهِ, from his hand. إِلَّا اسْتَلَمْتُ. Notice here the جِنَاس between إِلْتَمَسَ and إِسْتَلَمَ. This is what we may call anagram, because lamasa and salima, the root of lamasa is salima. You're just changing the order of the letters. Lam, mim, sin, sin, lam, mim. These are the original roots. So wala altamastu illa istalamtu. This adds a lot of beauty to the line. إِلَّا اسْتَلَمْتُ النَّدَى. I have never requested, I have never sought the wealth of these two worlds from his hand. That is to say, whenever you needed something, you went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You needed money, you asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah answered your call. You asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for shafa'ah on the day of judgment, because you needed him there, and he was there at your answer sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِلَّا اسْتَلَمْتُ النَّدَى. النَّدَى is الجود. الجود has several meanings. النَّدَى الكرم. النَّدَى الكرم والجود. Magnanimity and generosity, one of its meanings. Another meaning of an-nada is sada. What is sada? Is moist, but not dew. Jazakallahu khairan. Dew. What you get on the leaves of trees early in the mornings. This is an-nada. This is an-nada. Nadiya yanda sara ratban, to become wet. Nadiya yanda, to become wet. Also. إِلَّا اسْتَلَمْتُ النَّدَى. I would receive generosity مِنْ خَيْرِ مُسْتَلَمِي, from the best place. مُسْتَلَم is the place where you receive. مُسْتَلِم is اسم فاعل. مُسْتَلَم اسم مفعول. It's a مصدر here. أي خير مستلم منه. he considers here that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam suffices and answers your call in all of your needs, whether they are dunya needs or needs of the akhirah. Answering the calls, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answering your call for dunya matters is very obvious. The author himself experienced something. He was sick and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam came to him in his dream and offered him his cloak, and he was healed, and he got up in the morning with full recovery. He experienced the bounty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam when he sought his help. How about the akhirah? He confirms here, illa istalamtu an-nada. I have never sought any help from him for both dunya and akhirah, but I have got it. How is he so sure? How come he is so sure about the akhirah? This is because of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, or because of what he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us about the hadith of al-shafa'a, hadith of al-hawd, for example, when he comes to the rescue of his ummah on the day of judgment, when he offers drinks to his ummah on the day of judgment, when he comes to intercede for his ummah on the day of judgment. This is, though hasn't happened yet, but him telling about this, وَهُوَ الصَّادِقُ الْأَمِينُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, is like fact that is already, it has already happened. إِلَّا اسْتَلَمْتُ النَّدَى مِنْ خَيْرِ مُسْتَلَمٍ مِنْهُ, from the best place, from the best one you ever received from. You may have received something from. The best donor, you may put this in English. The best giver. لا تنكر الوحي من رؤياه إن له. This line, ما سامني الدهر ضيما واستجرت به. If anyone who is oppressed and repeats this line, they will get support from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. People who are oppressed, politically speaking, by political authorities of their times, they repeat this line, ما سامني الدهر ضيما واستجرت به إلا ونلت جوارا منه لم يضمي. Allah will offer them protection and shelter by the rank of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. لا تنكر الوحي من رؤياه إن له. This is preparing for the talk about Al-Quran Al-Kareem. He starts by telling us about the phases or the early stages of wahi, of revelation, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam went through. He says here, لَا تُنْكِرِ الْوَحْيَ مِنْ رُؤْيَاهُ. Beware of rejecting the Prophet's nocturnal revelations, he calls it here, Sheikh Hamza in his translation. Beware of rejecting. Do not reject. لَا تُنْكِر. Do not reject. الوحي, revelation, من رؤياه, received in his dreams. Talking about the duration of when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received al-wahi through his dreams. This is 6 months. 6 months out of 23 years of the duration of his message sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كان لا يرى رؤيا إلا جاءت مثل فلق الصبح. السيدة عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها says in a famous hadith, أول ما بدأ به رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من الوحي الرؤيا الصادقة. فكان لا يرى رؤيا إلا جاءت مثل فلق الصبح. The first thing رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the first type of revelation he received was through dreams. He would never see a dream, but it would happen exactly like the dawn splitting in the morning. مثل فلق الصبح, فلق, when the dawn splits in the morning and the light comes. This is why he says صلى الله عليه وسلم, الرؤيا الصالحة جزء من 46 جزءا من النبوة. The earlier hadith is in Sahih al-Bukhari, and this is also in Sahih al-Bukhari. A good dream is part of 46 parts of prophethood. Because 23 multiply half, 6 months, half a year, would make 46 parts. So, ذهبت النبوة, prophethood is or has ceased. There are no prophets after him. وَلَمْ يَبْقَ إِلَّا الْمُبَشِّرَاتِ Glad tidings only remained. Glad tidings, good news, مبشرات, given to people after him صلى الله عليه وسلم through dreams. الرؤية الصالحة يراها المؤمن أو ترى له, a good dream, a believer may see or may be seen for him. So he says here, never reject, لا تنكر الوحي, never reject من رؤياه, the type of revelation he received in his dreams. إِنَّ لَهُ قَلْبًا because إِنَّ لَهُ this is Burhan إِنِّي Burhan إِنِّي proving why you shouldn't deny this because البرهان الإني here type of proofs usually introduced by إِنَّ a fact that explains or proves why you shouldn't deny this because إِنَّ لَهُ قَلْبًا إِذَا نَامَتِ الْعَيْنَانِ لَمْ يَنَمِ إِنَّ لَهُ he has قلبا a heart إذا نامت العينان when the two eyes sleep لم ينمي it doesn't sleep it doesn't fall asleep his heart this is referring to a hadith in صحيح البخاري he صلى الله عليه وسلم says تنام عيناي ولا ينام قلبي my eyes sleep but not my heart This is for him and for all prophets. This is some of the khasa'is, particularities of prophets in general. And نوم الأنبياء لا ينقض الوضوء. When prophets fall asleep, their wudu is not broken. Because for us, our wudu is broken due to the irregularity and the difficulties in regulating, for example, whether we have past winds or not. So أقيم المنضبط السبب المنضبط مقام السبب غير المنضبط النوم is a regular cause when you fall asleep you get up this is something that is regular but if you attach the invalidation of wudu to a سبب to a cause that is irregular that you could never check because you could never check whether you've passed twins or not when you're asleep then you would never be sure whether your wudu has broken or not. So sleep has become the major reason because of the possibility of passing winds when you fall. النوم وكاء السه حديث of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم Sleep is the tie of your back side. So when you sleep, the tie is loosened. You could never be sure whether you have no control. The prophets are on the opposite. When they sleep, they are in control. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them in control. They don't fall in such case. The scenario is not doesn't occur for al-anbiya. So this is what he means here. إِنَّ لَهُ قَلْبًا إِذَا نَامَتِ الْعَيْنَانِ لَمْ يَنَمِي تَنَامُ عَيْنَايَ وَلَا يَنَامُ قَلْبِي وذاك حين بلوغ من نبوته فليس ينكر فيه حال محتلم قوله وذاك حين بلوغ also telling about the same fact that it happened when he received revelation when his prophethood was due they came to him at the outset of his prophetic mission So these dream visions of his cannot be denied. He says, وَذَاكَ ذَاكَ إِشَارَ إِلَىٰ تَلَقِّي الْوَحِي بِالرُّؤْيَا Pointing out, demonstration here is of the process of receiving revelation through dreams. That process, that thing happened when his prophethood was due. At the beginning of his message, صلى الله عليه وسلم, حين بلوغ من نبوته, when his when he received his mission, you could say in English. فَلَيْسَ يُنْكَرُ فِيهِ حَالُ مُحْتَلِمِ. إنكار is أنكر يُنْكِرُ, here is well known, to deny, to reject. حَالُ مُحْتَلِمِ, you should not suspect a state of muhtalim. Muhtalim is someone who sees hulum, and hulum min al-shaytan. So his dreams are not from al-shaytan. His dreams are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's protected from al-shaytan. حظ الشيطان, the share of, or the part the shaytan controls in our hearts, was taken from the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when his heart was split open. عندما شق صدره الشريف صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Two angels came to him when he was nursed at Halima's camps. A little bit later, when he was a young boy, two angels came, laid him down, split open his heart صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, and took clot from his heart. قال ذاك حظ الشيطان. That is the share or the part the shaytan reaches in the hearts of human beings, and it was taken out of his heart. So his state cannot be mixed up with the state of someone who sees a hulum. Is there any word in English for hulum? We have dreams, a general word for manam, ru'ya, hulum, all types of dreams. You have a vision is not something you see when you're dreaming, it's also something more general, something you see whether you are dreaming or you're even awake. You may see a vision, you may claim you've seen a vision. Nightmare is a word for only frightening dreams. So al-hulum, as he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam named it in some of his hadith, is what you see from a shaytan. Because al-ru'ya thalatha, dreams are of three types. This is in hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He classified dreams into three categories. Ru'ya min al-malak, رؤيا from the angel, رؤيا من الله تعالى, this is from Allah سبحانه وتعالى, ورؤيا من الشيطان, ورؤيا حديث نفس, والشيء يحدث الإنسان به نفسه. So three things, a dream from الشيطان, الشيطان whispers, comes to you in your dream to show you something, to put doubt in your heart, or to frighten you, or to cause you some instability in your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaytan. Hadith al-Nafis is when you speak of a subject, when you think of a project, when you discuss an idea, when you're obsessed by something in your mind, you talk about it a lot, you think about it a lot, you see it in your dreams. This is Hadith al-Nafis. And al-mubashirah, a good dream, it brings you glad tidings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is ru'ya from Allah. This is through the angel of al-ru'ya, malak al-ru'ya. There is a special angel whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assigned to show dreams, visions to people. These are the major three types of dreams. I delivered in the UK last year, I believe, a talk about dreams, visions, and nightmares. The talk is going to be published, produced on CDs very soon, inshallah, with the same producer, Rumi Bookstore. He wrote to me that he's going to produce it very soon, inshallah. It's something I recommend to people to listen to. I put in it an extensive summary of dreams and dream interpretation, and how to protect ourselves from nightmares, how to interpret a dream, general guidelines. Well, yourself is difficult to differentiate yourself between the two things, but observing your state before going to bed is one thing that we should be aware of. If you go to bed, you're hungry, you have eaten a lot, a late meal in the evening. It's not recommended to eat late after Isha, because you eat and you keep up. You eat and you go to bed, then the stomach is working. The body is not normal. A good dream takes place with your natural, your body is natural. There is nothing abnormal. You're not sick. you're not worried, you're not obsessed by something, you're not frightened, scared, you're not tired, you're at your normal let's say health, normal health, in normal state, then you go, whether in wudu or not, but the sunnah is to be in wudu if you want to see a good dream. But dreams may be interpreted even if you're without wudu, because some of the kuffar, like the story of the Aziz Misr, the king of Egypt, for example, in the dream, he wasn't a believer, and he saw a good dream. Yusuf alayhi salam interpreted the dream for him. This is one of the proofs that the dream may be also interpreted even if the person is not in a state of wudu, or the person is not a believer even. So however, you observe your state before going to bed. Dream, for example, there are causes, there are dua even. In my talk I mentioned some of these things that you may make. Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala used to make dua to see a good dream. So you sleep on your right side, you have wudu, you do your adhkar, you go to bed early, then you may see a good dream. Not going to bed in a state of wudu, or having doubts in your minds about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not praying Isha before you go to bed, for example, you miss it, you know that you're not going to get up before Fajr. So this would cause you to have a dream from a shaitan. Or the other reasons, like if you see a horror movie, then you go to bed, of course you expect to see nightmares. However, not all bad dreams are bad. What may appear a bad dream is not always a bad dream. For example, I gave examples. If you see that someone is beating you and you have some debt, the interpretation of it is that your debt is going to be paid off. An example. And there are many examples. It's one of the most beautiful subjects to people are interested in usually. So. And it solves a lot of problems, at least a lot of time for us, because one of the most frequent questions we ever receive are dreams. So you see here, احتلم يحتلم, the original meaning is to see حلم. Then later on, legally speaking, احتلم is to see in your dream something that causes you later on to have غسل. احتلام, this is legal meaning, يعني معنى فقهي. المعنى اللغوي احتلم to see حلم. However, in both meanings do not occur for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nor for the Anbiya. So ihtilam in legal terms, something you see in your dream that causes you to have ghusl when you get up, this doesn't occur. Ihtilam la yajuzu ala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ihtilam min ash-shaytan. That term we have in the Quran al-Kareem, قالوا أضغاث أحلام وما نحن بتأويل الأحلام بعالمين. أضغاث أحلام, أحلام plural of حلم, حلم أحلام, a dream that is from a shaitan, a dream from a shaitan shouldn't be interpreted. In one hadith, a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling him that he saw his head cut off and it was rolling up in front of him. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam told him that يَعْبَثُ الشَّيْطَانُ بِأَحَدِكُمْ فِي الْمَنَامِ ثُمَّ يَأْتِي فَيُحَدِّثُ بِذَلِكَ. Shaitan plays with you in your dreams, then you come and tell it, telling that this is a حُلُم from a shaitan. This is not a dream that should be interpreted. So the dreams, Ibn Sirin used to interpret 1 out of 40 of the dreams he's told. Not every dream has an interpretation. You tell the Shaykh your dreams, and sometimes the Shaykh tell you something good, inshallah. If it is bad, may Allah protect you. Allahu A'lam. Not all dream has an interpretation. This is if, even if the scholar is aware of the subject and is trained in dream interpretation. تبارك الله ما وحي بمكتسب ولا نبي على غيب بمتهم. تبارك الله تنزه الله، تقديس وتنزيه لله تبارك وتعالى. The translation here, blessed is God. Revelation doesn't come through efforts. I wouldn't translate this. It doesn't give, I think. We have muktasab here. Prophethood is not to be acquired. There are things that you could acquire through struggle, through training, through some discipline, through human means. And things that are not to be acquired or achieved, even if you put every effort. So prophethood is not acquired, is given from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now, of course, there's no possibility after him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is before him, before his time. Prophet is not something. This is khilafan li madahib al-falasifa. Al-falasifa, philosophers before Islam, thought that prophethood could be acquired through riyadat, disciplining the soul. So tabarakallahu, he says here, this is ta'ajjub. Ta'ajjub, this is out of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophethood is given to an elite of humanity. Tabarakallahu. Ma wahyun bimuktasabin. Wahi, revelation. Muktasab is acquired from iktasaba yaktasibu. Iktasaba, to earn. Prophethood is not earned. He says here, generally speaking, not through struggle, not through disciplining the soul, not through any mujahadat or riyadat. Ma wahyun bimuktasabin. No one could receive revelation at all. By wahi here, he means prophethood. So there are no revelation, there is no revelation after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. If someone claims that Jibreel came to me, then لازم هذا ادعاء الوحي. نحن لا نكفر باللازم. We gave in the class of قواعد التصوف, how many people are attending قواعد التصوف on Sundays and Thursdays. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6, 7. So we gave an example that Ahlul Sunnah لا يكفرون باللازم. This is a good example. If someone says جاء إلي جبريل وأخبرني بكذا وكذا وكذا وكذا, well, he is not saying I'm receiving وحي, أنا أتلقى الوحي من الله تبارك. If he says I'm receiving revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is kufr. But he says Jibreel visited me, this is very wrong. But it doesn't include a clear statement of making claims that he is the prophet. He doesn't make claims that he's a prophet. Clear claims. He is hiding it into I'm receiving, Jibreel came and visited me. Well, Jibreel doesn't come but for prophets, and doesn't come to ordinary human beings. But because we're so careful in theology, we don't accuse people of kufr because of what their opinions lead to. This is the lazim. What they say may lead to or may imply this. It implies, not may, it implies this, but we don't accuse them of kufr because of the implications. We judge only on the utterances, not on the implications. So Jibreel is the Rasulullah ta'ala ila al-anbiya, the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to prophets. Sometimes comes with revelation, sometimes without. So no one could through training receive Jibreel alayhi salam. After him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no wahi, there is ilham. What people may receive is ilham, inspiration, usually translated in the English language, inspiration. Though the word revelation probably means the same like inspiration, a little bit stronger than that, but I think the translations from Arabic in the English language have specified now revelation for wahi and inspiration for ilham. But in Arabic, ilham and wahi are well known, two different types that are completely and totally different. النبي يتلقى الوحي من الله تعالى. Revelation is on various levels. As-Sunnah is revealed, but revealed on the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without an angel. Al-Hadith al-Qudsi is ilham, is wahi. Al-hadith al-Qudsi is wahi, is revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the meanings of it, the wording is from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Qur'an is revelation, but the meanings and the wordings and the word are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the three categories. Be careful and regulate them. See the difference between them. Al-Qur'an al-Kareem, revelation, wahyun, min Allah ta'ala, bilafzihi wa ma'naha. The words and the meanings. Al-Hadith al-Qudsi, wahyun min Allah ta'ala, bima'naha, wal-lafzu lil-Nabiyya alayhi salatu wa sallam, the meanings. The wording, the words are from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Al-Hadith al-Nabawi, indirect wahy, without al-Malak Jibreel. Al-Qur'an al-Hadith al-Qudsi came with Jibreel. Jibreel came. But al-Hadith, his the tradition, what is known as tradition with capital T, Hadith, his words sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his own words are indirect revelation to his heart without the angel, Jibreel. This is وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى. He doesn't speak of his own opinions. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى. It is but revelation sent down on him. Jibreel comes with it, comes with the meanings and leaves the wordings to Rasulullah, the wording to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So wahyun bima'na, qala Allah ta'ala. The difference, this is why it is not mu'jiz. Al-Hadith al-Qudsi is not mu'jiz. It doesn't have ahkam al-tilawa of Al-Qur'an al-Kareem. Al-Qur'an al-Kareem is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kalamullahi azza wa jal. Kalamullahi azza wa jal. With each letter of it, each word of it, each verse of it, each surah of it. كلام الله عز وجل. It has a specific definition. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is different. Al-Hadith al-Qudsi is the meaning from Allah and the wording from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is attached to Hadith, not to Quran. It is given the hukum of Hadith, because it's not mu'jiz from that angle. Except that his words sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are the words of the most eloquent speaker. No, seeing Jibreel in dreams is possible. Yeah, because seeing Allah in the dreams is possible. Well, some scholars mentioned this, but I don't think this is because this is not. There was no choice for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to narrate something in its meanings and something in its words. Otherwise, possibility would come that he used his own judgment to narrate something by ma'na and something by words. No. This is all came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with specific orders. ولا نبي على غيب بمتهم. And no prophet is to be accused by anything he tells of the unseen. الغيب is the unseen. We have these two terms, عالم الغيب, عالم الشهادة. عالم الشهادة is what we see or could be seen, what we may see or what could be seen. عالم الغيب is the unseen. It is unreachable, inaccessible. So no prophet could be accused of a lie when he tells anything on the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem in Surah Al-Takwir, وَمَا هُوَ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ بِضَنِينَ. وَمَا هُوَ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ بِضَنِينَ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam doesn't speak of the unseen of his own words. He speaks of what he receives. So muttaham is يُتَّهَمُ فَهُوَ muttaham. To accuse someone, he is accused. Muttaham is in legal jargon, you call a muttaham is they call him defendant. Defendant, they call him in legal jargon. Linguistically speaking, the accused. The accused. Ittahama to accuse. Ittahama yattahimu. Tuhma is accusation or even suspicion. Suspicion could be tuhma. Slight accusation. Ittahama, opposite of ittahama is, anyone knows, barra'a. Barra'a. To acquit someone. Barra'a yubarri'u. Fahuwa bari'. Bari' is acquitted. How do you say the legal rule? An accused is, defendant is acquitted, is innocent. Is innocent. This is innocent also. Bari is innocent. Difference is, I think innocent is, bari is better to translate it as innocent. Innocent from the beginning. Then later on when someone is accused and then acquitted later on. Cleared, you say, cleared from accusations. So innocent is a better word. So defendant is, how do you say it in English? Anyone knows? Innocent till proven guilty. So you could never accuse a prophet of coming up with his own words when telling the news of the unseen. كم أبرأت وصبا باللمس راحته وأطلقت أريبا من ربقة اللمم. Coming to mention some of the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here. Kam comes here to tell how many a time. How many a time. الإخبار عن الكثرة. الإخبار عن الكثرة. This is not سؤال. كم مرة أبرأت وصبا. There is something that is deleted here. Should be estimated. كم مرة, how many a time. أبرأ يبرئ, transitive verb with الهمزة, healed, cured from برئة. برئة is transitive, sorry, برئة is intransitive, يعني فعل لازم, to be healed, to be cured, to recover, better to recover. برئة يبرأ, برئة يبرأ. And أبرأ يبرئ is to what the doctors do when they offer medicine, when they treat someone, is to cure someone. This is how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did when he treated several people and their illnesses were gone and their pain was gone. كم أبرأت. How many sick were healed by the lightness of his touch. باللمس راحته. By the lightness he translates this. How many in need were freed from mental affliction. وأطلقت أريبا من ربقة اللمم. So وصبا is from الوصب. الوصب المرض. الوصب المرض. Also, الوصب التعب والنصب. الوصب المرض. Similar to it is نصب. نصب تعب, وصب مرض. ما يصيب المؤمن من وصب ولا نصب. مرض and تعب. A believer never touched by or visited by وصب. Sickness, نصب, tiredness, exhaustion. باللمس from لمس يلمس. لمس يلمس touch. راحته is the palm of the hand. The palm, راحة. راحة. In راحة also is being comfortable. Comfort. Comfort. راحة. ارتاح يرتاح. راحة is to be comfortable. So راحة is comfort. Colloquially speaking, in Damascene dialects, they say that خود راحتك. Feel free, feel at home when you visit somewhere. Like خود راحتك. خود راحتك, take your comfort literally. It means feel free, feel comfortable. This is your home. And you know that there is a type of sweet in Damascus called Raha. Anyone knows it? Called Raha is, I think we may have it here. I don't know whether we had it. I don't know whether we still have it or not. Raha is a type of sweet. It's like something similar to it in English. Turkish delights, exactly. Turkish delights. If you're familiar with Turkish delights, okay. They are called Raha here. So, there is a joke. Someone proposed to a girl, and he went to visit her, and took with him a box of Turkish delights, Raha. And he sat there, and she came in, and she saw him that he was sort of nervous. So she said to him, "Khod rahatak." So he took the box of delight and left. So Raha is the palm of the hand, the inside part of the hand. People in the morning are tired, they get so a little humor would I think give you some nishat. وأطلقت أريبا, أطلقت released, أطلق يطلق released. أريبا is from الأرب, a person of some need, ذو حاجة. الأرب ذو حاجة, الرجل الشخص ذو الحاجة. From الأرب, الأرب الحاجة القصد. أريب يأرب أربا إذا كانت له حاجة. من ربقة, الربقة العروة, النت or tie. اللمم has several meanings. It occurs in the Burda again with another meaning. اللمم originally is in the Quran al-Kareem. الذين يجتنبون كبائر ما ينهون عنه إلا اللمم. اللمم minor sins. إلا اللمم. From things that have to be touched. Things that you cannot avoid. Unavoidable sins. Those are minor sins. الصغائر. الصغائر. إلا اللمم. But here it has another meaning. It means اللمم is the harm that the jinn caused to human beings. The harm the jinn caused to human beings. This is all from لمم. لمم is from touching. Because you have to touch some sins. There are some sins which are unavoidable. So you may touch them. We're not talking about major sins. We're talking about minor sins, as-sagair. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive out of His bounty, forgives all minor sins if you only avoid major sins, enormous sins, al-kabair. وَبِجْتِنَابِ لِلْكَبَائِرُ تُغْفَرُوا صَغَائِرٌ. This is in the Quran Kareem originally also mentioned. إِن تَجْتَنِبُوا كَبَائِرَ مَا تُنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ نُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ. Allah says, if you avoid the major sins that we made forbidden, we expiate the sins, the minor sins, it means. Because unavoidable, you touch them. The same also, when a jinn causes harm to a human being, they possess human beings, they touch them. اللمم. It's a type of craziness, but caused usually by jinn. The meaning of the line is, how many a time his blessed palm healed and cured the illness of sick people only when it touched them. So the barakah of him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam extended to sick people only through the touch of his palm, and how many a time kids, this lamam happens usually to kids, is something common to kids when they are young. How many a time also kids were possessed by jinn or harmed by jinn, and he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam put their hands on them, by the blessings of his palm they were cured. This is types of his two types of his miracles. The commentators here quote the hadith of Ayn Qatada, Ayn Abi Qatada, Ayn Abi Qatada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Abu Qatada on the battle of Uhud received an arrow on his eye, and his eye was gouged out of his head. So he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his eye on his palm, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put it back on his in its place on his face, and wiped on his eye, and it became asahha aynayh. It became the best of his two eyes. Hadith that narrated in by another hadith, Mu'awwidh ibn Afra. Mu'awwidh ibn Afra also one of the Ansar. Abu Qatada is one of the Ansar also. Mu'awwidh ibn Afra or Mu'adh ibn Amr ibn al-Jamuh الأنصاري شهد العقبة وبدرا, one of the people who attended the battle of Badr. عكرمة بن أبي جهل stroke him on his hand, so his hand fell off his body. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, he took it off because it became only attached to his body by the skin, so he took it off. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم put it back in his in its place on his body. He says here Abu Jahl also in one narration, Abu Jahl cut it on the battle of Badr. So he came carrying his hand. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spat on the hand and put it back in its place, and it healed immediately. Khubayb ibn Yasaf or Khubayb ibn Isaf, also from Al-Ansar, attended the battle of Badr. In one narration, he received the strike on his shoulder, so his shoulder went down. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put it up in its place and spat on it. It became fit again. Some of the meanings also, some of the miracles of healing boys affected by jinn. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that a woman came with a son of hers who was possessed by jinn or had type of junoon. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam wiped on his chest, and the kid made some noise, and the jinni came out of his mouth like a doggy, you say, small dog, jaru, like a puppy. There are several hadiths to this effect in the books of Al-Mu'jizat and Al-Dala'il. وَأَحْيَتِ السَّنَةَ الشَّهْبَاءَ دَعْوَتُهُ حَتَّى حَكَتْ غُرَّةً فِي الْأَعْصُرِ الدُّهُمِ. His prayer revived the land in a year of drought, like a bright ivory inlay in the midst of ebony seasons. One of the most beautiful lines. وأحيت السنة الشهباء. أحيا يحيي, to bring life into. أحيا يحيي. Notice that أحيا written with ألف ممدودة. الفعل written in ألف ممدودة تفريقا بينه وبين اسم يحيى. اسم يحيى يكتب بالألف المقصورة. والفعل أحيا يحيي, أحيا يكتب بالألف الممدودة. حتى يعرف الفرق بين الاسم والفعل. فإذا قلت يحيى بالألف المقصورة فهو اسم, ويحيى بالألف الممدودة he lives فعل. أحيت السنة الشهباء. السنة الشهباء using the word حياة here is a metaphor because حياة is caused by الروح. But giving this term to the green land when it is when trees are green, when trees are growing, when grass is growing, this is a metaphor. Because water is like the soul for plants, like the soul for bodies. So, السنة الشهباء, السنة is the year. But metaphorically speaking, in Arabic you say أصابت الناس سنة. It means here a drought. أصابت الناس سنة. It means a drought. There is a slight difference between السنة and العام. Here you understand that we have two terms, السنة and العام. Some scholars consider السنة lunar year and العام solar year. Some consider it the opposite. الشيخ طاهر بن عاشور here says السنة is the solar and العام is the lunar. I have seen in other books the opposite. One of the miraculous verses in the Quran al-Kareem is Allah telling us about the people of Al-Kahf. وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ 300 سِنِينَ وَازْدَادُوا تِسْعَةً. They remained in their cave 300 years, سنين. وَازْدَادُوا تِسْعَةً and plus 9. Why 9? Because 300 solar years equal 309 lunar years. So you see here astronomy in Al-Quran Al-Kareem given to Arabs from that time, from that early time. Every 32 solar years, the Gregorian calendar now from January to December, every 32 years equal 33 Hijri year, lunar year. When we say lunar, we mean the Islamic calendar, Hijri calendar. This depends on the circle of the moon. So the circle of the sun causes the solar calendar 12 months. How many days are then the lunar year? Anyone knows? Yeah, how many I said? Exactly, plus some fractions. 354. So 11 days and a little bit more with some fraction is the difference between the lunar and the solar. So if you fast Ramadan, let's say in January, after 32 years, you fast Ramadan again in the same day. Ramadan starts in January again. It circulates 32 years. So every 100 years equals are different in 3 years. 32 will make 100 of Hijri. So Allah says وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ 300 سِنِينَ. They stayed in their cave for 300 years. وَازْدَادُوا تِسْعَةً plus 9. So these 9 just make the difference between the lunar and the solar. So however, scholars have different opinions on. We say, for example, سنة 1426 عام 2006 or the opposite. Sheikh Tahir ibn Ashur in his commentary on al-Burda, he uses the other عام 1426 سنة 2006. I have seen in some other references the opposite. However, this is something that could be checked more in by going to, or should need probably more extensive research. Using the word sana for a drought is alam bil ghalaba, because usually people remember the year when there is a drought, so it becomes a sana, a year. So alam bil ghalaba, because when a year comes like this, people would never forget it. So as-sana, tadhkuru as-sana, you remember the year as-sana, so it became alam bil ghalaba later on. الله سيدنا القرآن الكريم ولقد أخذنا آل فرعون بالسنين ونقص من الثمرات. We tried the family of the Pharaoh by droughts. بالسنين ونقص من الثمرات. One of the beautiful also miraculous structures in the Quran al-Karim is the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. When Yusuf alayhi salam interpreted the dream of the king, he said, قَالَ تَزْرَعُونَ سَبْعَ سِنِينَ دَأَبًا فَمَا حَصَدْتُمْ فَذَرُوهُ فِي سُنْبُلِهِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِمَّا تَأْكُلُونَ تَزْرَعُونَ سَبْعَ سِنِينَ. So he used the word sinin here but referred to years. When he wanted to tell that there will be a year coming and the drought will be over, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't use the word sana. ثم يأتي من بعد ذلك عام فيه يغاث الناس وفيه يعصرون. Then there will come a year, but not the word sana, عام. Because the year sana here would be mixed up with the drought. And the whole interpretation, the whole dream is about droughts and help coming, water coming. الشهباء is البيضاء, البيضاء. But with a slight darkness, slight blackness, الشهب. It means here سنة لا خضرار فيها, لا خضرار فيها. You know that you've noticed now when spring started that grass around the city all became green. So when there is no water, the grass, the trees would become all yellowish. When rains pour, come down, then it becomes green again. Arabs coupled green and black together. So سواد العراق, سواد العراق is the countryside or the word for that, the countryside of Iraq where, you know, Dijla, Tigris River, Euphrates River, it's all green. Because it's so green, they call it Sawad al-Iraq. So the opposite also, when there's no water, they call it Bayad al-Shahab, Sana Shahba. Sana Shahba is a drought, is a very dry year that in which there is no water, so nothing comes green. وَأَحْيَتِ السَّنَةَ الشَّهْبَاءَ. So such a year when there was no rain, his da'wah, his du'a, brought life to the earth. We have several hadiths of that miracle. The most famous hadith is in الصحيحين. I think it's a mutawatir hadith also. When he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, according to the authority, according to Imam al-Bukhari, on the authority of Anas radiyallahu ta'ala an, qala asabatin nas sanatun ala ahdi rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A year of drought came. There was a drought. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was delivering his Friday speech once and on the pulpit, a Bedouin came in from the door. Said, هل يا رسول الله هلك المال وجاع العيال فدعوا الله لنا أن يسقينا. المال here is trees. Farms are destroyed. And our children are hungry. العيال children. فدعوا الله لنا. Make dua for us. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم opened his hand. رفع يديه. This is also one of the proofs for رفع اليدين في الدعاء. Opened his hand. وما في السماء قزعة. There was no small bit of a cloud. No traces of clouds at all. قال فثار سحاب الجبال. All clouds came from around المدينة المنورة immediately and poured before he got off the pulpit صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. قال حتى رأيت المطر يتحادر عن لحيته. He came down of the pulpit with rains pouring from his beard صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. قال فمطرنا من ذلك اليوم ومن الغد ومن بعد الغد والذي يليه. Rains poured throughout the whole week. The following Friday, the same Bedouin or another Bedouin came through the masjid and addressed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was delivering his speech. سيد يا رسول الله تهدم البناء وغرق المال فادعوا الله لنا. Our houses are destroyed, being destroyed, and our farms are drowned. So make dua for us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this dua, Allahumma hawalayna wa la alayna. Oh Allah, make it around us, not on us. So the Sayyidina Anas says, فَمَا جَعَلَ يُشِيرُ بِيَدِهِ إِلَى نَاحِيَةٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَّا تَفَرَّجَتْ. He used to point out with his hand, as we know that in the seerah, he never pointed out with his finger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He pointed out with his hand, Allahumma hawalayna, hawalayna. So when he said hawalayna, clouds were immediately retreating, regressing to around Al-Madinah Munawwara, so rains were pouring outside Al-Madinah. قال فما جعل يشير بيده إلى ناحية من السماء إلا تفرجت قال وسال وادي قناة شهرا وما جاء أحد من ناحية إلا حدث بالجود. This is a famous story narrated on several with several Sahaba. Before Islam we have also another story when Quraysh before the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was young still, there was a drought. And Abu Talib, Arabs, the Quraysh came to Al-Kaaba and they made their dua by around Al-Kaaba by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that time Abu Talib brought Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they sought rain by him. And Abu Talib made a famous poem in which he praised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَأَبْيَضَ يُسْتَسْقَى الْغَمَامُ وَأَبْيَضَ يُسْتَسْقَى الْغَمَامُ بِوَجْهِهِ ثِمَالُ الْيَتَامَى عِصْمَةٌ لِلْأَرَامِلِ. It's a famous story, a long poem. It starts with وَلَمَّا رَأَيْتُ الْقَوْمَ لَا وُدَّ فِيهِمُ وَقَدْ قَطَعُوا كُلَّ الْعُرَى وَالْوَسَائِلِ وَقَدْ صَارَحُونَا بِالْعَدَاوَةِ وَالْأَذَى وَقَدْ طَاوَعُوا أَمْرَ الْعَدُوِّ الْمُزَايِلِ. He says later on, defending Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كَذَبْتُمْ وَرَبِّ الْبَيْتِ نَبْذِي مُحَمَّدًا وَلَمَّا نُطَاعٍ دُونَهُ وَنُنَاضِلِ وَنُسْلِمَهُ حَتَّى نُصَرَّعَ حَوْلَهُ وَنَذْهَلَ عَنْ أَبْنَائِنَا وَالْحَلَائِلِ وَيَنْهَضَ قَوْمٌ فِي الْحَدِيدِ إِلَيْكُمُ نُهُوضَ الرَّوَايَا تَحْتَ ذَاتِ الصَّلَاصِلِ. Then he says, وَأَبْيَضَ يُسْتَسْقَى الْغَمَامُ بِوَجْهِهِ ثِمَالُ الْيَتَامَى عِصْمَةٌ لِلْأَرَامِلِ. It's a beautiful long poem of Abu Talib in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. روي أنه صلى الله عليه وسلم قال بعد إجابة دعوته في الغيث لو أدرك أبو طالب هذا اليوم لسره. When his dua was answered, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if Abu Talib was alive till this day, till today, he would be very happy seeing, because he mentioned this in his poetry, seeing that happening with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. قال فقال بعض أصحابه كأنك يا رسول الله أردت قوله وأبيض يستسقى الغمام بوجهه ثمار اليتامى عصمة للأرامل. فقال أجل. نعم. روي أن أهل مكة تتابعت عليهم سنو جدب فاستسقى بهم سيدي عبد المطلب فقام فاعتضد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The one who sought rain with Rasulullah when he was a boy, عبد المطلب, his grandfather, put him, carried him on his hand and went around Al-Kaaba. وهو غلام قد أيفع ثم قال اللهم ساد الخلة وكاشف الكربة أنت عالم غير معلم ومسؤول غير مبخل وهذه عبادك وإماؤك بجدران حرمك يشكون إليك سنتهم فأسمعني اللهم وأمطر علينا غيثا مريعا مهدقا فما قاموا حتى انفجرت السماء بمائها وفي ذلك قال أبو طالب البيت السابق بعارض جاد أو خلت البطاح بها حتى حكت. I'll just comment on the second half of this line. حتى حكت حتى شابهت حكى يحكي. حكى يحكي is to speak. حكاية to relate also. To relate. حكاية is a story. حكي أن. حكي أن. How do you translate حكي؟ حكي أن, you know, once upon time. Once upon time. حكي أن. Once upon time. Hikaya is a story. So hakat is ashbahat, because حاكى يحاكي أشبه يشبه. الغرة، الغرة من كل شيء أفضله، الغرة من كل شيء أفضله. The best of it. الغرة of everything is the part that is the best. It comes from the غرة is the forelock. مقدم شعر الإنسان فوق جبينه. This is here the top of above the forehead is الغرة. الغرة is something that is having a beautiful غرة is sign of beauty for both men and women is considered. In Islam, تشبه بالنساء لا يجوز. قص الشعر has to be at the same level. You can't cut your hair, shave your hair from the sides and leave it from top, or let your غرة grow long and leave the rest is not recommended in Islam. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى عن القزع. القزع is the specific term for cutting parts of the hair and leaving other parts. They call it, they have a word for that. So I forgot in German. So anyway, so al-ghurra is, you know that in the description of Muslims, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, أعرفهم بسيماهم. قالوا كيف تعرفهم يا رسول الله؟ قال يأتون يوم القيامة غرا محجلين، فمن استطاع منكم أن يطيل غرته فليفعل. I know my ummah on the day of judgment. How would you know them? The Sahaba asked. He said, I know them because they come on the day of judgment with signs on their forelocks and on signs on their upper arms and signs at their ankles. This is when you perform your wudu. So whoever is able to reach during wudu the elbows, above the elbows, or above the forehead, let them do it. It means when you perform your wudu, the water that touches your forelock makes your forelock look bright on the day of judgment. So the people of this ummah come on the day of judgment with like lamps on their foreheads, at their forelocks. So if you're able, when you perform wudu, wash your face and a little bit more on your forelock. And the same also, above the elbows, let water reach a little bit more above the elbows, because these signs will come on the day of judgment like rings of lamps, bright and shining, glittering. This description is al-aghar and al-muhajjal is originally of horses. If you have, if you're familiar with horses, the best horses are the horses whose forelocks are white. So you see the head of the horse with a little bit of whiteness just above the eyes. Those are the sheer original horses. And on their knees, you see also below their knees rings of whiteness. This is tahjil called. Those are the best horses. So حتى حكت غرتان, like his dua, like the year after rain when he made dua, became like the best of all dark years. Al-Asr, plural of Asr. Asr, Asr. Usur also. Asr is جمع قلة, Usur جمع كثرة. أفعول أفعال. عصور فعول. الدهم أدهم. أدهم is أسود. Usually you describe something أدهم if it is too dark, like جيشون أدهم for example, an army that was so big, then all you see is just shades of darkness. الدهماء is huge crowds that are of commons. الدهماء. So this year when he made dua became like غرة amongst all other years. like the ghurra of al faras. The translation of Sheikh Hamza here is made quite beautifully, like a bright ivory inlay in the midst of ebony seasons, changing completely the whole structure, but quite beautiful. Ghurra, he says, a bright ivory inlay in the midst of في الأعصر الدهمي ebony seasons. بعارض جادة أو خلت البطاح بها سيب من اليم أو سيل من العرم. بعارض جادة, the translation, with clouds breaking up and so generously, he says here valleys, so that I would say, so that or till valleys seemed filled with sea waves or floods from burst dams. Sheikh Hamza's translation here doesn't connect the two parts of the line together. He says, with clouds breaking up and so generously, valleys seemed. So he put them with. I say with clouds breaking up and so generously till valleys seemed. أو till. So notice here, بعارض العارض. العارض السحاب المعترض في الأفق. السحاب, clouds coming up in the horizon. فلما رأوه قالوا هذا عارض ممطرنا. عارض is one of the Quranic terms. Story of the people of Lut, when the punishment came in clouds. When they saw the cloud from far away, they said, oh, this is a cloud bringing rains. It brought the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قالوا هذا عارض. عارض is a cloud that clouds are of various types. Some clouds bring rain, some don't. Arabs were experts on differentiating between, knowing the differences between clouds. This is why they say in some of the proverbs, Sahabatu Sayfin Thumma Tanqashi'. A cloud of the summer doesn't bring any rain. So when you have some calamities visiting you, they say it's Sahabatu Sayfin. It's a summery cloud. It soon moves. It doesn't last long. Part of courtesy given to people when you go through some difficulties, people say, well, sahabatu sayfin thumma tanqashi', don't worry, it's a summery cloud. So this is al-'arid. Al-'arid is cloud that brings rain. Jada yajudu. Jada yajudu is to be generous, giving, to generously give. Al-jud is magnanimity. أو here means إلى أن. أو is not للتخيير أو للغاية. One of the major most famous quotes for this is لأستسهلن الصعب أو أدرك المنى. لأستسهلن الصعب أو أدرك المنى فمن قادت الآمال إلا لصابري. Write this line. The meaning of it is very good for you. لأستسهلن الصعب. I will consider every difficulty easy till I reach my goal. أو أدرك المنى. Till I get what I wish for. لأستسهلن الصعب. أو أدرك المنى. This is one of الشواهد النحوية, is a quote in grammar that أو means إلى sometimes, not or. لأستسهلن الصعب أو أدرك المنى. This is why الفعل منصوب بعدها. فمن قادت الآمال إلا لصابري. Hopes are not given but for patient people. You want to get what you hope for, you have to be patient, you have to have sabr. right, Muhammad? لأستسهلن الصعب أو أدرك المنى فمن قادت الآمال إلا لصابري. طيب. بعارض جاد أو إلى أن till with a raining cloud, with a raining cloud or cloud rich full of rain till it gave rain. أو خلت البطاح بها خال يا خالو خلت ثوت ظن يعني البطاح جمع الأبطح أبطح بطاح is a valley مسيل الماء is not actually a valley but rather a valley which not a regular river but where when there's a flood usually water follows the valleys. So مسيل الماء أبطح is the bottom of the valley. سيب من اليم. سيب is الماء الكثير الجاري. الماء الكثير. From ساب الماء إذا جرى. ساب الماء. سيب إذا أجرى. ساب الماء. سيب is the huge water running. اليم is البحر. One of its names. Mentioned in the Quran الكريم, Quranic term. وغشيهم من اليم ما غشيهم. وأوحينا إلى أم موسى أن أرضعيه فإذا خفتي فألقيه في اليم ولا تخافي ولا تحزني فألقيه في اليم. اليم البحر. Originally meant the Nile River in that verse. أو سيل من العرم. سيل is flood. From سال يسيل. العرم المطر الشديد. So the line means that the call of Rasulullah, the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was answered by rains coming, bringing by clouds coming, bringing rains generously, jada, till you thought, if you looked, you would have thought that a huge overflow of water from sea was huge amount of water was overflowing from sea to the valleys, or you would have thought the valleys were full of flood, even similar to the flood of Al-Arim. What is Al-Arim here? Al-Arim here is usually, originally is known for strong rain, but Al-Arim is a specific noun for the flood that destroyed the kingdom of the Yemeni people. Sayyid al-Arim, mentioned in the Quran al-Karim also. The commentator doesn't refer to it here, but this is the famous story of the people Sad Ma'rib, if you're familiar with Sad Ma'rib, the story of the Jannah, Allah tells us in the Quran al-Karim, فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَيْلَ الْعَرِيمِ. We sent on them the flood of Al-Arim that destroyed the gardens of Yemen and destroyed the Yemeni civilization when the people rebelled against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he means here the original linguistical meaning of Al-Arim, but hinting to, even if it was, you would have thought the flood rains were so strong, you would have thought that there was a flood similar to that flood of Al-Arim when the dam Ma'rib was destroyed. دعا دعني ووصفي آيات له ظهرت ظهور ناري القرى ليلا على علمي. Now another section, section 5 or 6, section 6, الفصل السادس في شرف القرآن. دعني ووصفي آيات له ظهرت ظهور ناري القرى ليلا على علمي. Translation, let me describe the signs that appeared to him like bonfires on mountain peaks lit for night travelers by some thoughtful host. دعني, let me, giving himself some freedom to go on describing some of the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the major ones is Al-Quran Al-Kareem. وَوَصْفِيَ, let me describe. وَصَفَ, يَصِفُ وَصْفًا, infinitive, المصدر, description. Let me with the description. Let me with the description. It means, let me describe. آياتٍ, معجزات, براهين. But آيَة means معجزة, and also آيَة means verse of Al-Quran. So there is here sort of harmony in using this, the word آيات, because he intends to describe آيات Al-Quran Al-Kareem. And ayat al-Qur'an al-Kareem, though they are verses, but every one of them is a proof. In al-Qur'an al-Kareem, there are thousands of miracles. In mu'jizatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, other than al-Qur'an, are probably few thousands. But al-Qur'an al-Kareem is a miracle for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a whole. But in it, there are thousands of miracles. Each one of them attests to his prophethood individually. So for example, take the news of the unseen told of the people before Islam. How could Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know that history? Every story and every bit of news is a miracle for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The news told of the future events, such as the battles between the Persians and the Rome, for example, or the signs of the Day of Judgment told in the Quran al-Kareem. Every single piece of news is a miracle for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every scientific gesture, every gesture to a scientific fact mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem, such as for example referring to the phases of the fetus in embryology in the Quran al-Kareem, a great miracle. Referring to the fingerprints in the Quran al-Kareem, referring to floods, to streams, under streams in oceans, and sweet water and salty water, referring to several this, there are clear statements in the Quran al-Kareem. So every statement, every scientific statement or gesture is a miracle for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Again, there are verses in the Quran al-Kareem, if you use for healing diseases and sickness in the body, physical diseases, they treat. Every single verse is a miracle for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there are thousands of miracles in the Quran al-Kareem, dozens of thousands of miracles even in the Quran al-Kareem. Let alone, of course, the aspects of al-fasaha and al-balagha, which we're studying in tafsir al-Quran. If we may just highlight one example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in one verse, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ خَشْيَةَ إِمْلَاقٍ. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ, don't kill your children, in fear of poverty, خَشْيَةَ إِمْلَاقٍ. The translation is, in fear of poverty. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُهُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ, we give them rizq and you. Another verse, Allah says, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ مِنْ إِمْلَاقٍ, don't kill your children because of poverty. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُمْ وَإِيَّاهُمْ, we give you rizq and them. The first verse, we give them rizq and you. The second, we give you rizq and them. And the first is, don't kill your children in fear of poverty, خَشْيَةَ. The second, because of. So what's the difference? One is min, one is خَشْيَة. One is نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُمْ وَإِيَّاهُمْ, one نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُهُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ. Because the first verse, Allah addresses wealthy people who fear if they get children, their wealth is gone, because they're going to spend their wealth on their children. Allah says, don't kill your children in fear of poverty. You're wealthy now. Don't kill them in fear of poverty. We'll provide them. We will provide them with rizq and you. But the second verse, Allah addresses people who are poor and they kill their children because they don't have enough to provide them with. So Allah says, don't kill them because of poverty. We will provide them and you. This is the type of, we say, al-ijaz al-bayani fi al-Qur'an al-Kareem, the miraculous aspect of the Arabic language, where every letter, every verse in its structure, in its word sequence, the sequence of the words, in the arrangements of the verses, everything fits in its place. This is every bit of it, every verse of it is a miracle. So he says, يَدَّعْنِي وَصْفِيَ آيَاتٍ لَهُ ظَهَرَتْ مُعْجِزَاتْ ظَهَرَتْ appeared ظُهُورَ نَارِ الْقِرَى كَظُهُورِ الكاف كاف تشبيه محذوفة here. It means كَظُهُورِ. Self-evident. Is so self-evident. Like ظُهُورَ نَارِ الْقِرَى. نَارِ الْقِرَى الْقِرَى الضيافة. القراء الضيافة is what you offer your guests. We talked about this before. What you offer your guest. قراه يقريه. قراه يقريه, to give him his rights, to give the guest his right of food. نار القراء here, fire. Generous people, noble people before Islam, they used to start fire in the night so that people, travelers would see it from far away. This is only generous people. Others would hide themselves because they don't want guests. Generous people would be honored by guests visiting them, so they would make their camps, their tents, well known and seen from far away. This was before Islam so important. I wish people understand, read the history of Arabs before Islam. Because a lot of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I was sent to complete the virtues of good character, al-akhlaq. Arabs had a lot of good things before Islam. And when you understand the structure, the Arab style, their life before Islam, you save yourself a lot of trouble in understanding Arabic poetry, Al-Quran al-Kareem itself, the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the life of As-Sahaba. It was so important before Islam to receive guests, to be generous to guests, to the extent that one of the Bedouins was completely insignificant, unknown. His name is Al-Muhalliq. Al-Muhalliq. He had 8 daughters, as far as I remember, 8 girls, and no one proposed to him any of his daughters because he wasn't a nobleman in his tribe. He was distinguished in another way, just an ordinary man. And having so many daughters, not having sons-in-law who were noble, well-known, is a shame, is a big shame for Arabs. So once upon time, one friend of his came running to his tent telling him that Al-A'sha was a famous poet before Islam. He's also one of the poets who wrote the Al-Mu'allaqat Al-Sab'a. He wrote a Mu'allaqa also. So, ودع هريرة إن الركب مرتحل وهل تطيق وداعا أيها الرجل. This is the beginning of his معلقة. So Al-A'sha was traveling. So a man came rushing, saw him on his way, so came rushing to Al-Muhalliq and said, Al-A'sha is traveling, so he's passing by you, so make fire so that he sees your tent, that he comes in. And Al-A'sha used to drink wine and loved wine. You know that Al-A'sha lived till the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he wanted to become a Muslim. And he cast a poem in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and came on his way to Mecca. And the news before his coming reached reached Mecca al-Mukarramah. This is when Rasulullah was in Mecca yet, before traveling to Al-Madinah migration. The Kuffar of Quraysh, the unbelievers of Quraysh, heard the news that Al-Asha is coming. They thought if Al-Asha becomes a Muslim, then the whole Arabia become Muslims, all people in Arabia. It was so famous. This is the role of media, again, before Islam. So some of them, they sent some people to discourage him, to prevent him. And they couldn't find any sort of pretext, any reason. They thought, till they spoke to him, they said, Muhammad makes wine forbidden. Al-Asha loved wine. So they told him, Muhammad makes wine forbidden, so he returned. It was his loss, of course. So he returned, he didn't become a Muslim, Al-Asha. So this is his story about Islam. So anyway, see the role of the media here. In the rest of the story, there's something more. So anyway, Al-Muhalliq received Al-Asha. Al-Asha saw the fire, came in. Al-Muhalliq didn't have any wealth. He had only his camel. And he had just a jar of wine. So he slaughtered his camel and grilled the sanam, the hunch. The hunch is the best part of the camel. So he grilled the hunch of, what is the hunch? Hum. So he grilled the hum of the camel, then offered him the dinner and offered him the wine. When Al-Asha was drunk, he cast a poem in praise of Al-Muhalliq and described him extensively in a poem. Some of the line he says, نَفَذَّمَّ عَنْ آلِ الْمُحَلِّقِ جَفْنَةٌ. The poem spread all over Arabia. They said 1 year later, all his 8 daughters got married to some of the most noble people of Arabia. Noble people of Arabia came all from all Arabia proposing to his daughters. In 1 year, just see the role of the media from one point, and the importance of Qira, and how this was a great honor for people before Islam, and also recognition and gratitude to the hosts. So دعني ووصفي آيات له ظهرت ظهور نار القرى. Taking this similitude or from the life of Arabs before Islam, like fire on top of a hill, seen from far away. ليلا على علمي. فالدر يزداد حسنا وهو منتظم. قوله فالدر, explanation for the cause why he wants, why he's telling, let me describe his verses. Why? Because, well, his verses are like pearls, but still, pearls when put in one thread are more beautiful than when they are scattered. This is why he says here, let me describe. Let me put them in this poetry here, describe them for you. Because when you see them put together, one after the other, like pearls put together in a necklace, making a necklace of some pearls. Different from when you bring necklaces, and it's different when you see, for example, pearls or diamond put just raw in envelopes, than when you see them, for example, on rings, or when you see them on medallions. Or let alone when you see a group of pearls together put in arranged in a thread. فالدر though a pearl's beauty may multiply. I wouldn't say though here. فالدر يزداد حسنا because, it's not though, because ذو رغمة. Pearl's beauty may multiply if strung with many others. I wouldn't say may multiply, I would say multiply. Because فَالدُّرُّ يَزْدَادُ, it's a fact. We say may for something that may happen, a possibility in the future, we would say. But may doesn't fit here. فَالدُّرُّ يَزْدَادُ is a fact. A fact, you don't use may for a fact. You say may when something is possible or may happen. So a pearl's beauty multiplies if strung, or when strung, I would say instead of if also, when strung with many others. وليس ينقص قدرا غير منتظمي. Its value, I would say here, yet its value. Yet its value is not diminished when displayed on its own. Does not diminish. Does not diminish when displayed on its own. Sheikh Hamza does it in different way. Though a pearl's beauty may multiply if strung with many others, its value is not diminished when displayed on its own. I would use the other structure. Because a pearl's beauty multiply. So anyway, فالدر, دُر is a لؤلؤ. Another, دُر is لؤلؤ, لؤلؤ pearl. A specific word for that. Dur is more common word, more general word. Al-lu'ra. Examples of this ism genus jam'i, plural and singular. The difference is ta' marbuta. Baqar, baqara, tamr, tamra, dur, durra. Yazdadu husnan, yazdadu jamalan. Yazdadu jamalan, husn, jamal, yazdad, increase. Its beauty increases. وهو منتظم when from انتظم ينتظم here intransitive فعل لازم انتظم انتظم الدر في سلك when put together must be a word for that when strung together وليس ينقص قدران قدر is esteem rank. It doesn't diminish, its value doesn't diminish, this is the meaning of it, its value doesn't diminish when it is not strung, when it's put in its boxes. فما تطاول. Let me just finish this line. We would have finished. فما تطاول آمال المديح إلى ما فيه من كرم الأخلاق والشيم. How can a praising poet hope to plumb the depths of its noble virtues and majestic traits? فما تطاول آمال المديح تطاول يتطاول is to appear long, to prolong yourself, to try to reach so high, something is so high and you're trying to prolong yourself to reach it. So here the poet is trying to say that the virtues in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam are so high that no matter how you prolong yourself, تطاول, no matter how high you get up, you won't reach his virtues. But instead of saying no matter how high you get, he says, no matter how the hopes of your praise, amal al-madih, a beautiful isti'ara here, amal, plural of amal, amal hope, amal amal. Al-madih, praise, madaha yamdahu. Amala ya'mulu, amala ya'mulu, the verb is to hope for something. Raja yarju, yani. إلى ما فيه من كرم الأخلاق to what is in him, what lies in him, what is hidden within him of كرم الأخلاق, of noble character. كرم, noble here, not generosity. كرم الأخلاق, noble character. كرم here is طيب الأصل. والشيم, الشيم also جمع شيمة, شيمة شيم is الخصلة الحميدة, traits. The best word for it is traits, virtuous traits. Two words are opposite to each other. Shame شيمة عن شين، شين شين بالنون نقص، شانه إذا عابه، to accuse him of something embarrassing، شانه يشينه، والشين النقص. الشيمة خصلة حميدة، is a praiseworthy trait. The line is ما is حرف is اسم استفهام، ما اسم استفهام in the beginning. فما تطاول. How could, how could the hopes of any poet in praising him reach the noble character of his and the praiseworthy traits? Maybe this is a better suggestion for what we have here. So how could, however, how could the hopes of any poet in praising him reach the noble character of his and the beautiful traits? It means there is no way anyone could ever. Then he says, آيات حق من الرحمن محدث. Started this one. كريم. Now, and its verses. والحمد لله رب العالمين. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. الفاتحة. Sisters, there is no dhikr, brothers, there is no dhikr session here in the evening today. Sisters, dhikr session in the evening after Maghrib today here in our place as usual. I won't be available. Will lead this dhikr session.